welcome everyone to another edition of Cuyo Podcast. Yo!
Welcome everyone.
Got some good music for you. Hope you like it. Like I said, I've got all kinds of music. Playing in the background. I'll be playing and doing my concert, and everything. And just giving you a good podcast show, you know? We're going to talk about the X-Files. Remember the X-Files? We're going to talk about all those things in the X-Files, the strange normals, paranormal activity, and all that stuff. All the stuff that Skelly and Malta used to go through in the X-Files. X-Files fans, y'all out there, make some noise, okay? You can't forget about the X-Files. They had two movies, and they did try to make a comeback. You know, I don't know what happened to the comeback. I guess Fox distracted, you know, or maybe no one just didn't watch, you know, and actors was getting kind of old, and I would have liked to see some new actors take the torch, you know. Skelly and Mulder passed the torch into some new people, just like they did Star Trek and Next Generation. And I still did think the X-Files would be still going if they did that. There's so much stories out there that the writers could have wrote about and everything. That's the way I feel, you know. But it was a different kind of TV back in the 90s, you know. And X-Files ran for like, I think, 10, 11 seasons. I mean, it did really good, guys. I mean, it was right there up with Star Trek. One of the best science fiction shows of all time. I mean, it sits right on the shelf of Star Trek. I mean, some episodes was better than Star Trek, you know. I mean, all the Star Trek. I mean, I can say that, you know. Even the two movies was were better than some of the Star Trek movies, you know. But I don't know what happened, you know. They only made two movies and went through 12 seasons and brought new characters in. Remember the three guys they brought in? With Stella and Malta and all? And I mean, they hit up the FBI, him, the black guy, and all. They shut it down for a couple times, too, you know. But Scully and Malta went everywhere. They went everywhere. They investigated all kinds of X-Files cases. And it was weird. It was just one of those science fiction shows was mixed with everything, the paranormal, the strange, and fun. And I'm watching it now. You can't hear it because I got it on mute, but I'm watching it on Hulu, and it just bring me back to those days, you know. So y'all, I want to get you some music too going, because I just downloaded some music and everything, country and everything. And see how y'all like the music and everything. But during my contact and everything, when I take a break, I just play some little bit of music and I come back. And we continue this, you know, football, Star Trek, news and all that, you know. But go with the flow. I'm going to change that to And I'm just going to keep it up for a couple more episodes and stuff like that. Maybe all the way up until the season 4 ends. Because I like go with the flow. It started me off, you know. So I got to look for a new song. This is something that similar to go with the flow. But it's time to get that song a retirement. But let's go back to Steady and Malta. Y'all remember all the cases they solved and all the strange. At first, Kelly, she didn't believe it. She took that science bull crap, you know. It always got to be an explanation and everything. She even quoted the Bible, you know. I mean, I don't know. The woman who plays Kelly is a Christian or not. I hope she is. I hope she believes in God. Or even Malta. I hope he believes. The guy that played Malta, David. I hope he believes in God. You know. But these are just characters they play. You know. They had to get into the character and act like they didn't believe in this and that and all. But in real life, I'm hoping they are a real big deal in that church community and all. I mean, some actors had to go into that role and believe in, you know, not believe in the Bible. That it don't mean in real life these actors don't believe in the Bible. So don't judge these actors, because it's only a job, you know. It's only a job. You know, when they get in character, they had to be in character. They had to change. They had to change right into that character, you know. And in their personal life, they probably really in the community, you know. They probably love Jesus. They probably do a lot of stuff in that community church and stuff, you know. You never know. I mean, yeah, we do see these stars on TV. I mean, big paying stars, you know. And you ask yourself why they get paid so much and do what they do and everything, you know. Get in trouble and stuff like that, you know. And you're blessed with a talent, you know. That talent you blessed with, and now you get to live that talent. You get to do what you love to do. Every morning you get up, you get to go to a TV set and just do, stand around and just do nothing. They call it a call sheet. And you just sit in your trailer until you get on that call sheet. You go do your scenes and everything. You know, sometimes you just ask the director to do all your scenes and you got the rest of the day to yourself, you know. Sometimes your character only have like maybe 5 or 6 scenes. And they just do them all. They just do your scenes all and then let you go for the rest of the day, you know. That's in movies and TV. I don't know about stage play, but it's in movies and TV, you know. They just film your scenes and you got the rest of the day. You got paid for it and everything, you know. And some actors get paid by episodes. Some get paid by season. Some get paid by scenes. I mean, I don't know how Patrick Stewart get paid. And the rest, some of the big stars in Star Trek get paid. I don't know how that salary was in the movies and TV. But they up there, believe me. They really up there. Albert Brooks, he was the main leading role, the star of Deep Space Nine, and I'm just hoping that he was getting a good paycheck, just like Patrick Stewart was. You know, he was getting $20 million an episode. You know, I'm just hoping he was. You know, but I would love to see these characters again in a movie in Deep Space Nine. They should have got a movie. They at least should have got 1 or 2 movies. I really think that wasn't fair. And some of the Next Generation movies wasn't that good. And Next Generation should have just got 2 movies. And Deep Space Nine got 2 movies. And they wanted to do another movie. They should just put the characters together, you know. Put both shows together in one movie, you know. But we got what we got, you know. And I'm just saying, you know. And but this is how things go in celebrities, you know. And but welcome again, everyone, on this great Sunday morning in September. And I'm just hoping that it cool down, start to cool down during the time in September. I can't stand the summer. And I know it's a lot of people love this kind of year. I do. I don't. I just can't wait till the 21st or first day of fall, right after my birthday, the first day of fall. And I'm, you know, I'm a summer baby. I'm right on the edge of fall and summer. I was born 11/58. It was on a Thursday. So it was on a Sunday. 11/58 on a Sunday. I remember my old birth certificate said that I was born right there on a Sunday at 11:58 p.m. I waited just a little longer. I would have been born on the 21st. And it would have been fall. I would have been a fall baby. But I just know. And my sign, I don't know my sign. Sometimes I know my sign. I know all the people in September, they their signs. I know their signs. And I'm the same from, I guess, from the 20th of August, from the 20th of September. A Leprechaun or something like that. I don't know. And they say between that time, the people who was born between that time, we were really kind and caring people. Well, I do care. I do care for a lot of people. I care for all my fans out there. I care for all my listeners out there. Because it's y'all guys that listen and everything, you know. Y'all guys that keep me going, keep me up, and can get those bars up and getting those downloads and stuff and all. And like I said, I'm going to be giving you a whole bunch of podcasts, okay? I haven't been doing that, so I'm going to give you a lot of podcasts. And I got a lot of promoters to keep me going and everything, to keep this show going and keep y'all listening and get audience over to me and all, and get a lot of downloads going. But just to hear me all over, you know, and I'm trying, I used to have a lot of states listening to me, and I guess in September the 15th, I'm going to get those states again, okay, but until then, I just have to do what I have to do, you know. I got New York is back, and I got another country that's listening to me. I like to say hello to that country, and also mostly Baltimore listeners, and Maryland. So all my fans in Maryland and Baltimore, thank you, you know. And I did went down to the in the harbor when I had to go to the doctors, and I just walked through the mall. I just walked through the empty buildings down there. I didn't know they had a false gum. Gumbo ship, strength. Just like in Forrest Gump, downtown we got a gumbo shrimp restaurant, like in Forrest Gump. You know, I didn't know that. And on the bench, they got the suitcase of Forrest Gump. I was just looking around that place, and I just remember how busy it was in the morning time between 9 o'clock until 9 p.m. And then I was walking to that place down there, and I just can't believe it, how empty that place is. Where is the people? Mayor, city officials, government, state officials, where is the people down there? When the place first opened during the 80s and 90s and all, it used to be a lot of people down there walking through from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. or 10 p.m., whatever they close. A lot of people. I remember watching them making that the flute with that chocolate thing is. They would be standing in line watching them making that chocolate and everything. I don't even see that no more. It used to be a cookie factory down there. They used to have Us Chala Chips factory down there where you can go buy the canned Chala Chips and the pretzels from Us. Where is it? Where is that place now? Is it in the other building? Because the other building look like it's empty too. I didn't even go in the other building. I just went into the building, the upper building, you know, where the gumbo strip at. And it's the sad people. If you ever get a chance, take a bus or somewhere, just walk down there. If you remember when that place was up and running, walk through there. It's sad. We got to get this place back up and running. We got to bring people here. You know, we got a football stadium. We got a baseball stadium. Why people ain't going to Gumbo Strength? Why people ain't going downtown? Maybe they still open. Maybe they open when the people go downtown for baseball and football. That's when they open and all. I don't know. But when I went down there, it was nothing down there. Nobody. Maybe that's how they do it now. When we have games here, like football and baseball games and stuff, or special events. I just don't know. You know, maybe on Saturdays and Sundays they open on the weekends. The lady of Baltimore and Baltimore, party ships, they was down there. I wonder if they making money. People still rent them for parties and stuff. You know, I did on one of those ships. It was my graduation, my prom. I did my prom there on one of the ships, Lady of Baltimore, I think. And we had music, everything. I was dressed in white. My ex-wife, who I married, she came from Chimes too. Her name is Candy Lynn Clark. Candy Lynn Clark. That's right. She was white. She lived in Pigtown. And her family lived in Pigtown. Lorna Clark, Donald Clark, Annette, Renata. Yeah, all of them. But she used to go to Chimes School. And I had my prom down in the harbor and all. And it was a good prom and everything. The teachers did a good job getting that prom going. Candy was dressed in white. I was dressed in white. And the people thought that we was getting married. They thought it was a wedding. And my teachers had to tell them it was a prom. But we was dressed in white, both of us. And all. But it was cute. We danced and everything and all. Those the days that I remember. The great days, you know. The wonderful, just wonderful memories days. But the Inner Harbor, man. Baltimore is still a beautiful city. You know, I know it's a lot of inner crime and shooting and craziness. But people, we can't let these people win. We can't hide in our houses and let these people win. Okay? I'm talking for the black, white, Chinese, Puerto Ricans, all of y'all guys who live here in Baltimore, Baltimore County. We can't let these people win. We can't hide in our houses. We have to go downtown and fight. You know? We have to go downtown and spend. And now, okay? We have to show the city officials and the state officials, especially the mayor and the governor. We got to show them that we mean business. We tired of this. Especially the people who like pouring trickers and stuff. And we got to take our city back. That's just the bottom line. Even though I don't like living here. But it's a beautiful city. beautiful people, still beautiful people here. You know, really touched by angels people here. I'm just walking around Baltimore, and they fixed it up real good. I mean, they got the little black tarp and everything with the tables and all to sit outside. I mean, it's beautiful if we can get the people back here. Barnes and Nobles is gone. When is the Hard Rock Cafe going to probably be gone soon if we don't get the people back? And remember the EPS, EPN zone? Disney took that away. Know why? Because there was nobody coming. If we show people that we come down out there, maybe they'll bring it back. You know, it's a nice restaurant right there right now, but I just want to just put that out there for y'all guys, you know. Just put that out there, and y'all know. Hey, just listen to this song, and I will be right back, and hopefully you enjoy it, all right? I found these songs for you, and I told you I'm going to have contact and do my own contact, and I'm going to do some music. So enjoy these songs, and I will be right back and talk some more.
You say you are lost and you're in need of some advice. I'll try to be honest, though it's easier to lie. And you can say that I'm crazy, that you think you're not ready, but I'm telling you, baby, get up and get out. 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 It's okay to be broken. It's okay to laugh and cry. 'Cause when you try,
there's good stuff going on in the news. Joe Biden is doing his best to run this country, you know. And I hope whatever happened in Ukraine, y'all still get American music and radio and everything. I just hope that y'all get to listen to me. You know. But this is just one of those crazy worlds, and I just hope, I'm not putting Detroit down, but I just hope Baltimore don't go to that kind, to go down that road like Detroit. I will be going to Detroit to see the Motown studio and all, but I will probably see some of the bad things of Detroit and everything, and I probably won't be able to handle it. You know, this is America, and whoever who live, y'all live in Detroit, Michigan, and seen Detroit or went to Detroit, y'all probably know how many abandoned buildings and all that stuff is out there, and how much the crime is this crazy up. I'll probably go to that 8 Mile road to where Eminem growed up at. And don't worry, I'll be careful. I just want to see it. That's all. I just want to see where he growed up. It's an 8 Mile road where he growed, and the trailer parts and stuff like that. The train parts. They call it 8 Miles. And I want to go see that, take pictures and film and all, and all the areas that he been through and all. And he's a big star now, so I mean, he probably go back to Detroit sometimes. They do his hit songs and tours and stuff like that. But if you're listening, Eminem, love your man. You're a great rapper, hip hop artist. Right up there with Tupac and Biggie and all the other greats. And I'm glad that you take care of your daughter and your daughter love you. Lucky man. Because I wasn't so lucky, you know. But you're just one of my favorite artists and all. And you're just great and all. And thank you, Dr. Dre and 50 Cent, for giving you a chance and everything. Because we didn't have them. I don't know, you probably will still be on that 8 Miles, and I'm just glad that you made it out. I don't care if you black or white, I'm just glad that you made it out, you know. I mean, that was a touch of God, you know, really touch of God, and you just went out there, you took your talent, you wrote, you fought, and you got out. And two amazing black guys, like Dr. Dre and 50 Cent, gave you a chance, and I just love one of your favorite albums of all times, and for me it's Recovery. And heard things about you, not bad things, but you was going through a lot of your demons. Okay, just say you was going through your demons, and after you got out your little episode, you went to record Recovery. The Recovery album. And I think that's what this one of the greatest albums of all. Oh, this one of your great hit albums. You know, every artist got a great hit album. And like Michael, he had a Drutter, and so on and so on. Prince had Purple Rain. Well, from my opinion, I don't know about anybody else, I think Eminem's greatest album is Recovery. And that album Recovery is really good. Because I was listening to it when I was going through my divorce and all that, you know. And one of my favorite songs on that album, I'm Not Afraid. And I'm Not Afraid is the reason why I'm sitting here doing this podcast. I think that song was written for people like me. You know, he wrote that song. God gave him that song to write it and sing it for people like me. Don't be afraid to say, I'm not afraid to take a chance. You know, and great song. This great song, Eminem. And all of y'all, I mean, all the artists, you know, went through stuff like that. And, you know, I'm just trying to live up to my promise with my fans and all. I just hope they like the music and everything that I put down for them. And I try to find everything that I can, you know, all kinds, country, everything, okay? And just hope, don't worry, this free royalty music, and I pay a membership, $49 a month for it, you know? And it's, I'm ready to play it on my podcast and all, and my YouTube channel and stuff. And... So I'm ready to play you another song, and hope you like these songs. And some of them is horror movie themes, you know, sounds of horror movies. Some of them is country, some of them is funk music, some of them is rock music, some jazz. Okay, so whatever you hear is what I put down, you know, for all kinds of fans and listeners. So let's play another one. Alright, so we can get used to this content, and hear me talk, because I'm going to talk football after this.
Gucci telling me that you Gucci. No, not you, Archie. Got me driving like a movie. Like a movie. Nah, nah, you Gucci. Cocked on down, we not the pedal to the floor. Only seconds left to go. Sebion Neshi. Oh, I think Gaji. Me and Handa go Maraji. Nah, not you, Archie. Got me calling like a movie. Like a movie. Nah, nah, you Gucci. Cocked on down, we not the pedal to the floor. Only seconds left to go. Deal the deal, don't talk about practice. He's in a game, could he don't? I know the compassion. How do got Gina to speed and I go? She know don't read, you already know. Maji Masu when I'm pressing them more. My life been flashing, yeah. Now nah, she hinder the hair. Remember the time, she doesn't know. People not keep the hair. I'm living on one, she got that I want. I him and a million and a one. Hoping the future, I'm hoping the future. The meeting, the money, the muscles, the now.
Yeah, I'm speeding 91, drunk driving. Losing all intention, falling. I was living for the passion, now it's all missing without you. Yeah, I'm speeding 91, drunk driving, losing all intention, falling. Once I was living for the passion, now it's all missing without you. My life is flashing, now only seconds remain. My life is flashing, now only seconds remain.
Welcome back, everyone. I hope you enjoyed that rap song. Like I said, it's more content, more music content and everything. I will be playing songs behind that when I be talking and everything too. So this to pump up the podcast, you know, and just keep on talking. And I know I got a lot of Star Trek fans and a lot of Strange fans, but the paranormal, you know, anybody ever had a paranormal activity? Do you know what a paranormal activity is? I mean, you watch the X-Files, you probably know. If you study that kind of stuff, you probably know. No, but paranormal activity is like stuff that go boom in the night, you know. And it's this kind of cool stuff and kind of crazy stuff. You ever watch the movie Paranormal Activity? Paramount made, they made a couple of them, you know. And I'm going to be watching them for Halloween and everything, but that's what I'm trying. But in the Paranormal Activity, the first one was really good, you know. And I went to the movie theater, and I think I saw the second one, and everybody said the second one was crazy good, you know. I mean, I heard it in the movie theater, people was just coming out, you know. It was just like the Passion of Christ, you know. That movie was just having people come out the movie theater throwing up and all. I mean, it was already getting to people, you know. You can see the demons and stuff coming out. And the Passion of Christ is one of the best movies on this side, beside the Ten Commandments. And I think this is one of the best movies. And I'm going to be watching horror movies throughout September and October. But on Halloween, I'm going to watch The Passion of Christ. You know, yeah. Because I love that movie. And I think everybody should watch The Passion of Christ. Because it's this good. And the Paranormal Activity and horror stuff, and you play those little game board games, you know, that little board games had the numbers and the letters on it. I can't think of the name of it. And you put your hand on there, anybody know the name of that, just put it on my YouTube channel. And you know, I never played it because it is, some people say don't play that board, don't play that game, you know, because you just open up things that you don't want to open up in the spiritual world and in the real dark spiritual world. And it could be really not good for you, you know. But do y'all believe in those demons? Do you believe that you can open doors to this unspiritual world and all that? How many of y'all believe that? I mean, it is real. Don't be all that garbage that the Big Bang and we came from apes and stuff like that. That's just a cover up from Satan, from scientists and Satan telling us all that bullcrap. I'm telling you guys, it's real. And you just better read the Bible just a couple minutes a day. You just don't know how real it is. Just ask somebody who go to church, okay? Ask somebody, if you don't know how to read, ask somebody to read it for you. Read the Bible for you. And they got software where you don't have to have somebody to read it. The software will read it for you. I got the software where it read me the Bible from the first page to the last. Generation to Revelation. You know? And in any chapter that I want to know, the Old Testament and the New Testament, and it reads to me, you know. And also, when I downloaded that Bible thing, it sent me daily prayers, and I read the daily prayers in my email and all that stuff. You know, I haven't been doing that for a while though, but yeah, it's really cool, people. If some of y'all believed in the devil, the Satan Bible, I don't know what to tell you about that one. But believe me, there is people who's in the cult believe the Satan Bible, and it's, I don't know. I never I just seen movies and I just seen TV shows and stuff like that. This is cool to talk about too, you know. But they say the Satan Bible that you gotta sacrifice and your blood and stuff like that, and it's just like crazy things that you gotta do. They say it's the dark Bible and it's the light Bible, and in the Satan Bible, I like to investigate it, you know. But I'm going to go to YouTube, investigate it. I'm just not going to get into that kind of stuff. Because, like I said, once you open that kind of door, you don't know what you're doing. You're in big, in a world of trouble. And those who don't believe in God or hell and all that stuff, I mean, just look around you. Look what you got. Look what family you got. Look at the kids you got. Look at the car you got. Look at the job you got. Who you think got you that? No. It wasn't the white man. It wasn't science. It wasn't your monkey genes. I mean, you don't believe that you're an ape, then. I hope that you buy a lot of bananas. Because I love bananas, but I don't eat them like that. I eat the knowledge from the Bible, you know. If I have to eat bananas, I eat the fruit from the Bible. And that's what kind of banana fruit I eat. Knowledge from the Bible. And who knows, it probably was a big bang, you know. God might went boom. You know, he might went boom, 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 boom. We wasn't born then. We didn't know. And create all the planets. He probably went boom, boom, boom. And create, and he took a very special thing to create the earth. And when the earth was first created, the whole place was green. The whole land was green. Nothing but green. Fruit, vegetables, everything you need, he gave to us. And how can you cannot believe that? You know, look at this this world now. Look at it now. And I mean, cancer, AIDS, COVID-19, all kinds of crazy stuff. The North Pole and South Pole is melting away. Our grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren ain't gonna know what snow is. And we don't change this around and start making this earth green again and seeing snow and stuff like that. I really believe by 2040 or 2045 or 2050, we'll be in a world of trouble. It won't be no more seasons. It's just going to be total hot days. Hot days all year round. And believe me, people, there is a God in hell. And if you only can see those pictures of the early days of the Bible, you would just, you know, you just will, like, wow, you know. Now, my position is between the time of the dinosaurs and Jesus' time. I get a little confused about that, but they say it's a different time, you know. Nobody ever explained it to me, and how the dinosaurs fit in when the time that God was creating the earth and all. Maybe he just put the dinosaurs here first, you know, and he just got rid of the dinosaurs and then put man here. You know, maybe he did it like that. You know, I did ask people at Goodwill when I was working there, Kenny, but they really got act like they got an attitude and all. I was like, but I was just asking, you know. I mean, you're supposed to ask if you don't know nothing, you know. And you know, some people just don't want you to learn anything. They just want you to stay under them. They don't want you to have no kind of good knowledge. And that's how it was at my other job. Sometimes it's like that here at the job that I'm working. They want to keep you under their belt. But they ain't going to keep me under their belt. You know, I'm going to keep doing my podcast show, my YouTube channel. And I'm going to keep on writing my books. I know my audience and people who are going to find me on Amazon, going to buy those books. And my book's going to get good. Maybe not my... Might not buy the first three or first four books, but the word will get out. Once the word get out, my audience all over the world and all over the country, they will look into it and say, I listen to him. He write books. He write science fiction and crime books, crime novels and stuff like that. That's right. I'm writing everything. I'm writing horror, crime novels. I write rated X sex rated XX books. I'm writing them all, guys. I'm putting my hands in all the different, even Christian books about God. You know, I'm putting my hand in everything. So you're going to see all kinds of books in all kinds of fields. Okay. Like I said, I'm also doing coloring books. I'm doing word puzzle books, crossword puzzle books. I'm selling all that, all those kind of books. So from fiction, nonfiction, crossword puzzle books, and stuff like that. I'm doing it all. And you gotta go to Amazon to get these books, okay? Okay? Go to Amazon.com, look my name up, and get these books, okay? And I'm promoting. That's what I'm doing. I'm promoting. So, how many of y'all is into the football season? It's Sunday. Yeah, it's Sunday. And it's Sunday, 10:34. And the season is beginning. That's right. The game on Sundays is beginning.
You know how I know?
Because I...
got the schedule.
Guys, I wish y'all can see this, but this is the dream of my life. Oh, this is the dream of my life. And for y'all Ravens fans, and I think y'all first game is on the 11th. I think y'all play New York. Y'all first game is September 11th. I think September 11th. I don't know. It says September 11th at 1 o'clock. I think the last game of the season haven't been told. To be continued. To be questioned. The 17th of December and January to be questioned. Y'all play Cleveland. On January the 8th, if y'all do, and December the 17th, it says TBQ, that means to be questioned, and Cleveland Browns again. So, and y'all got a bye week, okay? All Baltimore Ravens fans, you got a bye week, and your bye week is on the 10th. Well, after you play New Orleans, the Saints, and that's November the 7th, so that the next one would be about bye week, and that would be in November. And then y'all go pay the Pampers. So some of y'all probably do got the list. I'm just giving it to people who don't have the list and everything. It's going to be cool to see football in Las Vegas too. The Raiders might take their team to the playoffs or so, you know. It's going to kind of be strange to see football in there too. All the gambling going on. I think everybody got a pretty good schedule, you know. All the teams, the AFC and the North NFC, the NFC West. Now the Rams. Oh yeah, I turned right to my Rams. I think we got a game on the 8th. That game is at 6. That game is at 8:20. So 8:20 will be 8:7:6:5. It'll be 5:20 here on the East Coast here in Baltimore. And they play the Raiders a couple of times. I just want to see what teams they're going to have trouble beating. And see what teams Baltimore is going to have trouble beating. But hopefully, we might see some new people go to the Super Bowl. I think San Francisco is a team to look out for. And the Seahawks, I think they're the team to look out for too. Kansas City Chiefs. That young man can keep his game up. We might see the Kansas City Chiefs in the playoffs. And might go to the Super Bowl. Who knows? I mean, I like the young quarterback. He's pretty cool, you know. But we'll see. You know, I'm not calling the Kansas City. Okay, you got to win some games, guys. But I would love to see y'all guys in the playoff and in the Super Bowl. Let's play some more music and I'll get to my final thoughts right after this one, okay? And thank you again for listening. This is the Corey Whitlock Podcast Show. Thank you. Welcome back, everyone, and thank you for listening, and hope everybody have a great Sunday. Enjoy your football, enjoy your church, enjoy God, get that prayer, get that knowledge, get that wonderful fruit, food for your soul, and have God first in everything. And if you're not praying for yourself, pray for somebody else. No matter who they are, family, friends, or whatever, pray for the world, pray for the universe. Okay, ask God forgive us, because we do not know what we do. It's no faith for what we make for ourselves or anybody else. We all know that, we see that, and as always, live long and prosper. May the force of God be with you, and always, and all. Ashley, and we love you. See you later. See you on the next episode.